Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in freedom, 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
Nobody. And I'm your candidate for New Hampshire governor.
Oh, that's right.
Vote for nobody, because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
And I'm your host, Vincent. So now I just want to finish talking about the plans the government has for contact tracing people, which is their, you know, I mean, despite them saying, oh, this is an invisible enemy, right? They think that just based off of who you've been around, they could, not they could, but they have a right to trace and track everyone's lives. And so Elizabeth Warren and several other senators have tried to implement this legislation, introduce this legislation, which would, they claim that the CDC would have to, would be required to prevent it from being misused. They would have to anonymize the data, ensure automatic data deletion, and prohibit data sharing, or data, or however you want to pronounce that, data sharing within the federal government, except within the CDC and Indian Health Service. And Indian is in, you know, American natives or Aboriginal or whatever is politically correct term now. The legislation would provide $10 billion in funding to states and Native American tribes to hire more than 100,000 tracers and other support personnel. It would also provide $500 million to state and tribal hiring agencies to find a hiring pool for the tracers, prioritizing those who have lost their jobs during the pandemic. Isn't that great? The government's going to be creating a bunch of jobs for people.
Yeah, jobs producing something that nobody can consume except the spooks when somebody politically comes up, you know? Because spies will use that when somebody's acting against the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever it's with the government, it's like, it's like a human centipede sort of thing. You're recycling the money, right? That's not created. That job isn't created.
But you're not recycling it. They're stealing it. See, the government is the part of society that provides a service that nobody willingly pays for. And when I say that, I don't mean me. Okay? Yes. Nobody will pay for the willingly for things, for the things they're taxed for, okay? Or certainly they won't pay for them to be provided by the brutal incompetents who run the government.
Well, in this case, I mean, I don't even think any, like, I'd accuse the IRS of stealing money from people, but with the money though, like what money are these people going to get paid with? It's not like there's all the money. It's not like all of these agencies are paid by money that's just sitting in the treasury from taxes. No, they're printing money, right? So this is just, you know, I mean, that's why I said it's like not creating any wealth, right? Just because it goes from the printer to their bank accounts or their paychecks.
Well, no, it destroys wealth. Through inflation, it erodes the savings, and the only people we were talking earlier about, you know, rich people have their money in stocks. They don't have their money in the bank. So as the dollar inflates, their stocks are rising in price. Okay, and at the same time, your dollars, what you get paid, your paycheck, if you're a working person, whatever dollars you have in the bank, those are getting less and less valuable. And it causes a lot of very nasty effects in society to the point where John Maynard Keynes said, Stalin was right. The best and most effective way to undermine the capitalist system is to debauch the currency. This brings all of the hidden forces of economics into play on the side of destruction in a way that not one man in a million can diagnose.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that is for, it looks like that is her goal, goal bipartisanly. And actually, I do have an article for later where, what was it, Trump, you know, if you weren't already upset with the level of inflation, Trump is still feuding and disagreeing with the Fed chair, saying that we need negative interest rates. So we need even lower interest rates.
Yeah, see, the one hope I had for him is that he'd be a gold guy. And, oh, God, just the opposite. Can't print enough money to make Trump happy, you know? And over time, they're taking money directly out of the, or wealth, directly out of the pockets of poor people, and they're putting it in the pockets of rich people.
Well, we'll get to that. I don't know. So maybe Trump is playing 12D chess. We'll see. But that'll be later on in the show. Quote, to confirm, I'm being facetious, some people can't tell, right? I have such good deadpan.
I couldn't tell if you're facetious or wrong.
Well, see, that's why I have such a good deadpan ability. So I'm just going to finish up. Warren says, to confront a national crisis, we need a proactive nationwide strategy, and the Trump administration is failing to come up with one, said Warren. Our legislation will massively expand our healthcare workforce to trace and prevent COVID-19. What do you mean prevent COVID-19? Like, as soon as you figure out someone you're tracing is sick, you know, it'd be like China, you have a SWAT team show up, or the dog, you know, reappropriated dog catcher, put a butterfly net over the person, black bag them, and then bring them to a FEMA camp, right? How is 100,000 contact tracers, how are they going to prevent someone from getting sick?
Well, that's an excellent question, and you know, look at what they've already done. I mean, we've been on, or a lot of places in the country have been on virtual house arrest for months without committing any crime, without ever going to court to have this imposed on them. It's just forced upon them under threat of violence.
It gets even more audacious here, her claim. So she says it's critical to stopping the virus dead in its tracks, keeping our communities healthy.
Yeah, that's not how nature works.
And getting the economy up and running. The Coronavirus Containment Corps, oh, that's nice. They like they have the alliteration, a triple C, harnesses the same imagination and ingenuity of FDR's Civilian Conservation Corps.
Oh, yeah, the guy took a depression and turned it into the only 12-year depression in history.
So far. Right, you know, I'm...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, because, you know, they still think FDR saved the economy, so they're going to vote for more the same this time.
So to move our country past this pandemic while making a major investment in the American workforce. Okay, so this is Levin, excuse me, it's not Warren. I was using my Warren voice. Senator Warren's and my plan provides a way out of this emergency while the Trump administration refuses to
provide a way out of our privacy. It provides a way out of our rights.
Yeah, well, and they're complaining that Trump isn't doing anything, right? So where it's, I mean, it's like agreeing.
You're
with,
not robbing enough people of their liberty.
It's like agreeing with these people for the wrong reasons. Like, yeah, Trump is, you know, like, yeah, Trump isn't doing anything. It's great. I say at this point, it's.
I wish I could say the same for the governor. If you're listening, Mr. Governor, I would love to debate you on whether you have a right to shut down the businesses of people in your state who did not voluntarily delegate that power to you.
Absolutely. You're referring to New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu,
yes,
His Excellency Sununu II, total blue blood country club.
Excellent.
Blue blood country club Republican. I think his father, John Sununu, was a governor. He's a Bushite. So, I mean, these people are part of the New Hampshire.
He was a senator for a long time, wasn't he?
I think his brother is John Jr., who I think was either a rep or a senator here in New Hampshire. I think his father was.
No, I'm talking about a U.S. senator. His father, I believe, was a U.S. senator.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Could be.
John Sununu,
yeah. He also has a brother named John.
Yeah, me too.
We mustn't delay day workers suffer. Wait, so continuing on. We mustn't delay workers suffer the longer. We mustn't delay. Okay, comma. The workers suffer the longer our country goes without a national contract tracing strategy. No, the workers are suffering the longer you have these stupid guidelines gaslighting. Well, because the federal government isn't forcing the state. But if Dr. Fauci and Scarf Lady Burks and, you know, the CDC and the World Health Organization, they're all gaslighting the governors, at least the one in who aren't just total pure evil. Like, at this point, I think Sununu's just a total bad actor because he should know better. He should know better.
I wouldn't call him a total bad actor. You have to look at him. I mean, I liked that he vetoed a bunch of bad gun bills. That was definitely, I will say good things about my opponent.
As a Republican, well, no, and I appreciate that, but as a Republican, that's like, that goes without saying. That's something that he
should. No, it doesn't go without saying. How many gun laws have they repealed?
Well, it should. You know, bad behavior doesn't make mediocre behavior good. 855-453, 855-450-3733, visit Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug, who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on, really, how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And before I get to those who are patiently waiting on the call in lines, I want to talk to you about Divi. So now, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with her multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And so now we're going to go to Chris, who from Ohio, who's been waiting very patiently. Thank you for the call, Chris. What is on your mind?
Hi. I heard you guys talking about spanking, and I just wanted to give my two cents about what I think is one of the best decisions I ever made, which was to when I had a daughter, basically we negotiated with her. And rather than forcing our will on her. So she is now 12 after we've done this. We did not yell at her. We kept her promises when we made them and treated her as well as we could. And,
sorry, go ahead.
And so anyways, I'm very... very happy with how that
and
turned out. So
did you? So did you begin this as soon as she was born, or was able to like start walking and reasoning for herself, or did you implement? Did you try different things before implementing this your method of parenting?
No, it was from the start, really. I had been very mildly spanked as a kid, but implementing this was a good decision, and she probably her worst fault now is maybe not eating as many vegetables as a kid should, but other than that, she's a delight. So I just wanted to tell your audience that.
And where did you get sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Where did you get the idea for it? Did you read books, or did you?
It was I listened to Molyneux, Stefan Molyneux at Free Domain. I know it's maybe forbidden to say that out loud here, but
no, not at all. I mean,
you can say it. I mean, I used to like some of what he said, and he's gone a little Trumpy in his old age, but you know, I don't know. He's come upon some positions that I cannot embrace. But
anything else you'd like to add, Chris?
Yeah, well, I listened to the podcast basically by jumping around and at different times. And at one point, nobody had said that he was thinking about teaching a coding class. It might have been like a February episode or something. I wondered if he could maybe talk about that, or at the very least, talk about like what languages he might recommend to someone who had a more of a database angle of things.
Well, I mean, I do speak SQL. I do most of my coding in C++ right now. I've been out of the biz for a while, and C++ as a language has gone through major changes in the last several years, and so there's a lot of relearning to be done there. And also, Bitcoin is written in C++, and I've been hacking on Bitcoin code recently. But the big thing is, it's not about your education. It's about being pathologically persistent in your pursuit of understanding what's really going on in the machine. And so I would say if you can approach that with passion and fascination, then you'll find the other answers by, you know, get yourself an open source box and look into what's running on your box and why is it there and what does it do and what should it do? And how could it do its job better? And then look, you can take it apart, just like kids used to be able to take apart the radios before everything was solid state. You can't take the hardware apart anymore, but you can take the software apart. And so I first learned code when I was in second or third grade because I was playing these games that were written in BASIC, which was basically a scripting language. So I could open it up in a text editor and I could change the games that I was playing.
Okay.
So
open source is what you'd recommend learning just because you have the most control over it?
Because you have the most control over it, because it's less likely to betray you to the NSA or the rest of the evil leprechauns of government than, and, you know, private criminals as well, but they're not as much of a threat. And because until you can take it apart and see how it works, you don't really know. Until you've changed it and had it work and do what you intended, you don't really know how the machine works. You've got an inkling, but you're not there yet.
Okay. And did you end up starting a class of this, or is that still on the back burner?
I have not started a class. I'm still in the process of re-educating myself. I mean, C++ has changed a lot, but I may well get there. Right now, I'm trying to taking Bitcoin apart and seeing how that works and how to interact with that infrastructure, both with the exchanges and with the coin itself. So that might be something that I'd be interested in teaching at the Bitcoin Embassy one day, or perhaps as a online thing. But I've got to gather the information before I can disperse it, and I'm still in the information gathering stage.
Great. Well, when you decide to unleash this on the world, maybe just give it a mention on Free Talk Live, and I'll hear it a month later, maybe.
Absolutely. I'll do that. And you're welcome to send me a message on Facebook if you want to talk about coding or whatever. Or if you want some advice or whatever, I'm also a minister, so give me a call.
All right, well, thank you for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. Nice. It's good to change up two different topics. So coming up, we will talk about the protest today in front of the Michigan State Capitol and the scuffle that broke out, plus your calls, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after a quick visit to a Pennsylvania medical supply company where the president says we're refilling our strategic national stockpile as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
Now, as our country begins a safe and gradual reopening, we're launching a monumental effort to replenish and rebuild the strategic national stockpile.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continuing to attack President Trump, saying the president is diverting attention to China when the focus should be on helping the American people during the coronavirus crisis.
Let me just say that what the president is saying about China is interesting. It's an interesting diversion. Right now, our focus should be on meeting the needs of the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are calling another Democratic-driven coronavirus relief bill dead on arrival. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the House Democrats' latest more than $3 trillion coronavirus bill a totally unserious effort to fight the pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said House Speaker Pelosi released a seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus bill.
Yet it still reads like the Speaker of the House pasted together some random ideas from most liberal members and slapped the word coronavirus on top of it.
McConnell's saying the Senate won't even take up the bill, which makes it moot that the president says he would veto it if it reached his desk.
The Postal Service says they're reviewing package delivery fees they charge companies such as Amazon, FedEx, and UPS, a frequent sore spot between President Trump and the agency. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's F-R-E-E. F is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
nobody.
And I am your host for today, Vincent. And so now we're going to go into today's protest outside the Michigan Capitol. Apparently it rained, but that didn't deter quite a few people, at least from the video I see here. This is from FoxNews.com. Despite driving rain and a heavy police presence, hundreds of protesters once again descended on the steps of the Michigan Capitol Thursday morning.
And let me say to those protesters, thank you for your service. You're fighting for my freedom, which is more than the military has ever done.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. In this century, I suppose, or at least in this century or past two centuries. Gathered in the Capitol this morning to protest Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home orders during the coronavirus pandemic. The protest, which is one of the many organized by the conservative activist group Michigan United for Liberty since early April, indicated that tensions over Whitmer's lockdown orders were unlikely to subside anytime soon. Quote, don't do what she says Erica Pederino, a co-founder of a group which has sued Whitmer.
Right on.
She doesn't care about the Constitution of the United States of America. She doesn't care about the people, period.
Yeah.
She just cares about lining up her pockets and getting reelected.
And, of course, the problem is the judges don't care about the Constitution either anymore. They interpret it as meaning what they want it to mean at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. It's what they call like a activism for like legislating from a bench or activism from a bench. Yeah, the court system is totally messed up
in
this country.
Just if you want to understand the position of a judge in America, consider that you can walk up to the president and scream obscenities in his face. And he can't put you in prison for that, legally. He might have you killed, but
you can
go up to a congressman, scream in his face, and they can't imprison you. But you go into a judge's courtroom, and you tell him what you think of him, you're going to go to jail.
Oh, that's right,
okay?
Yeah.
It's the one...
Contempt.
It's the one... profession that you are forbidden to have contempt for. Now, if you want to know who rules you, ask yourself, who are you forbidden to criticize?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself. People held signs declaring, quote, every worker is essential, make Michigan work again, and reopen schools, along with others like Free Flynn, Free Michigan. So I don't know what General Mike Flynn has to do with Michigan, but these Trump people, they try and
if it's a partisan rally, it's going to be a gathering of people. It's like with kind of similar ideas, and the Republicans in some areas of personal liberty are sometimes better than the government.
But I don't think it should be a partisan thing. I mean, there's Democrats who are unemployed, there's libertarians.
Well,
Reeds
Democrats, a lot of Democrats literally want the government to control their lives from birth to death.
That's
they
right.
want to be told what to do. Of course, the Republicans want to be told what to do, too. They just want to be told what to do in a sterner tone by the military authorities.
I'm hoping that the partisanship, at least at these reopened New Hampshire rallies, sort of goes down, because we were talking to some organizers last week, and they mentioned that they're going to try and ask, I mean, not force people. I don't think anyone should be forced out of a protest if they have a sign that people disagree with, but they're going to ask people not to make it partisan. Because, I mean, what is other than just talking, right, and tweeting, what has Trump done to alleviate any of this?
Mm-hmm.
Which has been nothing.
Well, the thing that you do if you're at a protest and you see somebody carrying a sign you disagree with is you keep your physical distance from that person and you encourage others to do so. So it's clear that you're not standing behind what he's saying. Also, you can make I've been known to make a custom sign, on the spur of the moment. I carry a whiteboard, so that I can change it and say, this guy doesn't speak for me. Like, that's what I would do if somebody was putting out something racist at a rally that I didn't want to be associated with if a Cantwell showed up. And, but that's the thing, is even a Cantwell would agree with us on the liberty issues. I mean, so provided we weren't Jews.
Cantwell actually does. Oh, I mean, I don't want to speak about a guy. It costs him like $20 to call into a radio show. But I don't want to speak about someone who's not here. But Cantwell actually does have Jewish fans and listeners, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they have other signs.
Yeah, I knew a black Nazi when I was a kid. He was a punk rocker, and it was the worst thing he could think of to be. So that's what he was. And he was at that stage of adolescence where that's an appealing concept.
Oh, I guess some people never grow out of it. While the protest was mainly peaceful early on, a scuffle did break out when one of the demonstrators carrying a garbage can filled with a sign, an axe, and an American flag removed the flag from the can. Attached to the flag was an unclothed doll with brown hair who was hanging from a noose, which is most likely to represent as a hanging Whitmer and effigy, if I could just take a guess at it. Some people were talking about...
Well, I don't know what the message of that would be, because hanging it from a flag...
Oh, that's a good point.
It is, to some extent, it makes sense in that it was the government behind most of that. It was the government who established itself based on the state, on the idea that black people did not have equal rights.
It's interesting here. It says that it was a scuffle. It doesn't say between who, right? Because, you know, if it was a protester mm-hmm. among others, and people were talking about bringing a, like, hanging, you know, hanging an effigy of Sununu or having a guillotine mm-hmm. at these protests. So I wanted a guillotine. I wonder if that was.
Nobody thinks that's a great idea.
I wonder if someone would get so triggered and upset at that there might be a scuffle here if, you know, I know how different New Hampshire and Michigan are from each other.
Well, they could. And also, I'm pretty sure. That as a felon, if I showed up with a guillotine, they'd call me a felon in possession of a deadly weapon. I mean, they did that for a bleeding garden tool.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, you say it's a oversized cigar. What do you call those things with cigars where you cut the end of a cigar? It's you could just say it's a giant size version. It's a novelty cigar cutter. Or I don't smoke cigars. I can't afford it.
And just mentioning that debilitation makes me want to mention that as governor, if elected, I will pardon every victimless crime in New Hampshire history. Because nobody thinks you should be a felon if you didn't hurt anybody.
Protest organizers took offense to the man's display, calling it hate speech. You know, the doll is white, and they're calling it hate speech, whatever. Calling it hate speech, according to MLive.com, and tried to take the flag and doll from the man before a fight broke out, before Michigan State Police intervened. No arrests were made, and no injuries have been reported. Ah, gee, you know, great show, principals there, rally organizers, like literally, you know, putting their hands on the guy. They don't like what his protest display was. That's pretty hypocritical. That's lame.
Well, that's lame. One of the problems with conservatives, that, you know, they are frequently of the, you know, burn my flag and I'll do you some harm kind of persuasion, which is, you know, the reason that people not Republicans need AR-15s.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I just hope that these people learn. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Lawmakers on both sides.
Well,
of the
people
aisle.
Learn the value of weapons real quick when they start being exposed to regular violence.
Oh, I'm meaning like instead of them just being pro-Republican or pro-America, for them just to be also pro-freedom too.
Yeah.
And not
well, you can't
choose.
Be pro-government and pro-America at the same time, because the government is the biggest detriment to America that there is, bar none.
Absolutely. That's why the oath. That's why I call them oath keepers. The oath that cops and military take is all enemies, foreign and domestic. In this case, the United States government is that domestic enemy. Coming up, we're going to finish this article and talk about the poll of how many Americans support the protests. This is Free Talk Live.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody, welcome back to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's F-R-E-E, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
Nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And I want to talk to you about Intercoin. So, Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and for local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It could be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policies, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in a project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's INTR. Coin, intercoin.org. And so now waiting patiently on the phone lines, we go to James from Arizona. Welcome, James. What's on your mind?
Iran's supreme leader has been taking the opportunity presented by this moment of shared global suffering to remind the world that the true enemy of mankind is not an epidemic disease, but the vicious, lying, brazen, avaricious, cruel, merciless terrorist, the United States.
And it reminds me, I agree, James. Wow, man, you're making some sense today.
That sounds exactly like a spitting image of the Ayatollah Khomeini. Rich nobody Paul, Pope of the Invisible Handjob Church, that doesn't want anybody calling to disagree with him and to tell him what they...
All right, I don't want to hear it. So, 855-453. F is in freedom. It's 855-450-3733. If you'd like to call in to the show today. So we're we're continuing to,
and nobody's back.
Nobody. Okay, welcome back, nobody.
For those who don't know, I take off the headphones when that loser calls in because I have no interest in anything he has to say.
Yeah, and I, you know, this call is particularly bad. So anyways, you know, so sometimes you can't help but laugh at what he has to say.
Well,
so,
I mean, the guy's mentally ill. I mean, it's sad, but, you know, the reality is his elevators not go all the way to the top.
No, not at all. And so, also, he was pretty explicit what he said. So, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Michigan. So, we're talking about the Michigan protests that happened today.
Why do you answer the call? I mean, my reaction, if you called in when I was in first chair, would be answer it during screening and say, you're not getting on the show. Just hang up.
Well, Ian would still take his calls. And
oh, yeah, Ian will.
So it's my preference. I mean, and, you know, I respect your choice not to participate, you know. So, I mean, I understand, too. There's some callers that I just don't want to have to hear, and, you know, so I absolutely understand that.
Yeah, I mean, when somebody's threatening violence against children, yeah, they're dead to me. And if they get too close, they might be.
Which he didn't get to tonight, but inevitably probably would have. So back to, and yeah, I was spending too much time focusing on talking about him. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Michigan have been critical of the protests against Whitmer's orders, especially when demonstrators openly come heavily armed with assault rifles, with Democrats calling for a ban on guns in the state house. For Republican-led legislature.
See, that is exactly where the guns are needed. Because the reality is, the Second Amendment is your right to fight back against tyranny. And it's time, don't you think?
I mean, I agree, but some would say that the fact that these protesters bring guns to a rally against the lockdown of coronavirus sort of undermines their message and scares people.
Okay,
makes them look bad.
Well, I think I think people should be scared. Okay, when you live under a tyrannical government, be afraid. You're not safe. And they're not going to make you safe or keep you safe. They're going to kill you or let you die if you become inconvenient. And, you know, they are locking people in their homes because they're continuing to go out and make a living and do the things that they have to do to survive would be inconvenient for the politicians. Well, I don't care what it's inconvenient before them. And people think that there are three rights laid out in the Declaration of Independence, second paragraph, okay? The right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to the pursuit of happiness. It says that the government exists to defend those rights, and that whenever any government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Okay, that means overthrow it by force, which is exactly what they proceeded to do immediately after writing that document. So if one American revolution can be just, then two can be just, or four can be just.
Well, I mean, I agree with that, but I think people today are just so complacent and dumbed down, and people just can't imagine a life without the government. Now, what the government's doing to us today is infinitely times worse than what the British were doing to the colonials.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God knows they certainly never locked them down for months at a time. They would have died. They literally did not have the level of wealth to allow them to endure it. And we will get close because the thing is, once you stopped an economy, you can't just start it up on a dime.
No, although Trump is hoping that. He's hoping that by the summer, everything could be back to normal. And God, do I hope he's right.
Yeah, I hope donkeys fly too.
The Senate had planned to be in session. So the Republican-led legislature was not in session Thursday. The Senate had planned to be, but in Michigan, but changed course. Gee, I wonder why. And the Capitol was closed to the public. A court will. The People's House was closed to the public.
Yeah, yeah. Because they want us to know who's really in power here. Okay? The reality is when those doors shut, they're on the inside, you're on the outside. It's like George Carlin said, it's a great big club, and you ain't part of it.
Where was I? A court will hear arguments Friday in GOP lawmakers' lawsuit challenging the governor's ability to extend an emergency declaration, the underpinning of her restrictions, without their blessing. I haven't heard anything from the New Hampshire legislature, so shame on them, the so-called free, live free or die state, and they're just, Sununu has like a bigger approval rating than ever. Allegedly, according to these are like the same kinds of polls that said Hillary Clinton was gonna win the 2016 election a landslide, so I don't trust polling at all.
It seems like a lot of the reaction to this depends on on your level of trust generally for the executive. So, I think in states with Republican governors, this goes easier because it's not somebody that the Republicans already hate. If it was, that makes them that much more inclined.
Yeah, that's very true. He's like a controlled opposition. Despite the mounting unrest in her state, Whitmer has held firm on her stay-at-home orders, telling ABC's The View on Wednesday that the protests make it more likely that her orders will have to be extended past May 28 deadline. Hear that? You slaves, you sheeple, right? You complain about this, you protest about this, it's going to get even worse.
Yeah, see, at that point, it's time to show them worse.
And she says here, the fact of the matter is,
they say that government is a monopoly on violence, but sometimes they have to have some competition.
Well, people have been, I think there was a protest outside of her house, which hasn't, I just saw it in like one article, and this was a while ago.
See, I've been wanting to do that in New Hampshire.
She says, the fact of the matter is these protests in a perverse way make it likelier that we are going to have to stay in a stay-at-home posture, she said, which at this point is just to punish the people.
Okay, you are not there to control the people. You're not there to run their lives. You're there to protect only one thing, their rights, madam. There's no difference between theory and practice, but in practice there generally is.
So coming up, we're going to see just how many people are agreeing with us in these stay-at-home protests. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.